800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Yeah. It's Sunday morning, sports fans all across that globe. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf, and wow, what a weekend we have had. The madness is upon us. The baseball is upon us. The NBA playoffs are literally now right around the corner. I think teams got about 10, 12 games left max. And obviously just so much happening in the sports world. After that comes, you know what, the NFL draft, which is also right around the corner. So yep. The sports world is popping. It is moving. It is grooving. So are we. Good morning, Mike Wilson. How are you, brother?
I am doing great and enjoying every minute of the March Madness. This is really the best tournament besides the NHL playoffs out there. But yeah, look, we're zooming in towards the NBA playoffs, the NHL playoffs. We got the college basketball for the men and the women. Their playoffs are right now. It's just it's just that time of year for us, and I'm all here for it, buddy.
Yeah, man. Unbelievable games. We saw a great one yesterday with BYU and Wisconsin. Potentially the game of the tournament, to me anyway, at least thus far, because guys were actually making shots in that game, and that's what made that game a lot of fun to watch. So I like seeing guys make shots, not defense, and seeing the ball be walked up the floor so slow. And just that's not basketball, guys. I'm sorry, but we finally got a really good one with Wisconsin and BYU. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We're going to talk baseball and hockey. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun.
Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You know what I love about spring? It's the season of change, and that means it's time for a closet refresh. Enter Kohl's. With the extra 15% off they have going on, I saved on the latest styles for my entire family, like a cute dress for myself, linen shorts for my husband, and spring jackets for my kids. Just add sunshine and we're set. All thanks to Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 15% offer ends March 23rd. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
All righty, welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of the program. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, we got the real John Poulter with us, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So quite naturally, we're going to talk some hockey. But I think we got to talk baseball first, as it's literally right around the corner. I know that the Cubs and the Dodgers have already started the season. However, everybody else gets underway in just a couple of days. So, good morning, John. How are you? And by the way, you can get at John Poulter on the X thing as well at 12 John Poulter. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. I'm doing very well, thanks. How about you?
No complaints. Living the dream here in Phoenix, Arizona. It's been beautiful the last, 3 weeks or so. So we're loving life. We're enjoying it. I just got back in the country not too long ago, had a good time away, and obviously back at the helms here and talking sports with you guys. There's really nothing better, to be honest with you. But the season's here, John. I mean, we've waited a long time, so it's here. What should we be looking for early in the season?
Well, that's a great question, and it is upon us very quickly. I'm old enough to remember when the baseball season started mid-April, and you thought that was a little bit early, and now we're talking about it starting late March. So I don't know what to expect, quite frankly. I suspect we're going to see more of the same in terms of what we saw last year in terms of the power teams and the not-so-powerful teams. This era of free agency and wild spending seems to favor the teams with the deep pockets and the teams that are already good, attracting better players. And I think what we're going to see is the gap widening somewhat between the haves and the have-nots. But when I look at all six divisions, I can see in each division there's probably a couple of brackets where there's two teams that are fairly close or three teams that are fairly close, and you could kind of interchange those. And then there's sort of that second tier of either two teams or three teams that might be juggling for the third, fourth, and fifth spots, and I think that's pretty consistent right throughout both leagues. I think the only league that probably, the only division that probably has what you would think is a better bet for winning, and you'll love to hear what I have to say about this. I think the National League Central, to me, is the only team, only division where there's a clear-cut winner, and I can see Milwaukee being the top team there, and I can kind of see Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, and Chicago being a little group, and then I can see St. Louis, depending on how their youngsters come through, but I can kind of see St. Louis being the outsider in that division. Every other division, I can see two or three teams jockeying for top spots. So I think it's going to be an interesting season. And, you know, it's only 3 or 4 days away, I believe, with the exception of the Tampa series, which starts Friday, because they need extra time to get Steinbrenner Field ready for Major League play. Everybody else is in action on Thursday.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Mike.
Hope all is well. Hey, good morning. Hey, my question is simply this, and it's not like team centric, I guess, but it's a person centric thing. Buster Posey is, you know, he's the all-star, all everything, you know, we all know from San Francisco and winning championships and stuff. Now he's the GM. What do you think Posey's going to try and do, or is he going to be successful up there in San Francisco?
Well, I saw an interview with him on the MLB series, 30 teams in 15 days, and they had an extensive interview with him in that program, and he seems to be fitting in very well. I think he's treading a very fine line, by his own admission, treading a fine line between not being that long ago a player and now being the guy in charge. I think what he is really trying to do is instill the Giants' history into the current squad, and one of the things he's doing to instill that history is to bring back a lot of the Giants' former stars, Barry Bonds and several others. I think what he's trying to do is get that tradition in today's players, get that tradition of the Giants, much the same way as the Yankees continually do, and we've seen them do for close to 100 years, develop a little bit of history and pride and tradition in the uniform. And clearly Buster Posey is a very strong supporter of the Giants. I mean, he's basically said that they are his life, and that's the only team that he's ever known. And he treats it as if he's still playing in terms of his interests. So I think he's going to do a good job. He's done a pretty good job in signing some pretty good name players. And from that standpoint, I think the Giants are going to be a better team. I mean, I think they were 80 and 82 last year. So I still see them being in and around 500, but they're in a very strong division. And, you know, the Dodgers and the Padres, even the Diamondbacks, not bad teams. Going to be tough. I think we've got to consider that the Dodgers are the favorites, but I think Colorado is really the only team that's out of the playoff push in that division, quite frankly.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball as the season is upon us, basically, in a day or so. The only two teams that have actually played so far would be the Dodgers and the Cubs. Hey, I got to ask you this, John. Potentially, who do you think might have a breakout season? And quite frankly, I'm kind of looking in your neighborhood for one of my potential candidates, Spencer Horwitz. Let me know what you think about him. I know he's had about a half a season, but potentially this kid could break out. What about a Colt Keith with Detroit? A kid like that, potentially Justin Martinez right here for us and the Diamondbacks, but give me some of your guys, Yvonne Herrera, maybe a breakout guy. Some guys that could potentially break out this season to you.
I think Colt Keith is a pretty good candidate. We saw him play very well last year for the Tigers. He kind of came out of nowhere. He was not somebody that I was overly familiar with until the Tigers got into the pennant race last year, and then it seemed that every time something was happening, he was either at the start of it or he was right in the middle of it. So I think he's a pretty good candidate. I think Herrera is going to be an interesting work project because He's not going to. He didn't play regularly last year. He's sort of penciled in as the number one catcher in St. Louis. So I think his defense is probably going to be a bit of an issue. The Cardinals always known for playing good defense. I think he's more of a bat first guy. So I think the Cardinals are probably a very questionable team right now. A lot of youth, a lot of good talent, but I think that they've seen a big changeover in the way that that team is made up. I mean, we saw so many years where they had the Goldschmidts, the Pujols, the Arenados, the Wainwrights, the Molinas. We saw a very veteran presence on that team. We're now starting to see it swing the other way. I hope there's not too much pressure on Herrera, but I think he's a pretty good player. I'd like to see him get some regular playing time. He didn't play that much last year. I think he's got a possibility to break out. Spencer Horwitz, interesting story there. He, of course, was traded to Cleveland by the Blue Jays for an expiring expensive contract and some international bonus pool money. And then the Guardians right away flipped him to the Pittsburgh Pirates. He got to Pirates camp and has had surgery. I believe it's on his wrist, so I think he's going to be out for 3 or 4 weeks. But that Pittsburgh team is pretty good. If he gets playing time there, what I saw last year from him, I don't see any reason why he wouldn't excel in Pittsburgh. Second time around the league might be a little bit different, but I think he has to come back from that injury first. That's going to be a key factor with him.
Yeah, there's a couple other guys that I'm looking at, like a Jackson Holliday, and potentially even a guy in your neighborhood, another guy with the Toronto Blue Jays. I'm looking at the likes of a Will Wilson. Will Wagner. My bad. For you guys as well, but lots of guys could potentially have great seasons. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. When we come back on the other side, let's shift gears. We'll talk a little NHL hockey. As we know, the playoffs are coming for that too, just like they are for the NBA. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We're hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We'll be right back. Keep it close.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back into the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. That means Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, and yes, of course, our professor of sports, John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Just got done talking about Major League Baseball, which we all know is literally right around the corner. We got about a day, 2 days tops before all the games get going. We know the Dodgers and the Cubs have already played a couple, and the Dodgers are already in the two game lead on everybody, but obviously things will change in just a little bit. We got to talk hockey, John. As we know, the season is coming. It's coming to an end here very soon. That Eastern Conference has literally been an awesome battle to watch the whole season long, with Florida, Toronto, and the Lightning. I mean, it is literally pick your poison. Like, honestly, man, it's unbelievable how close these teams are, and the numbers say it. The Panthers with 87, the Leafs with 87, the Lightning with 85. It's just awesome. That is a true battle. Then you look at the Metropolitan, where the Capitals are heads and tails above everybody else, and Ovechkin and the year just continue to continue to go on. It's a great thing to see, to be honest with you. So they clearly have a huge gap in the Metropolitan. So let's shift gears to the Western Conference, where your Winnipeg Jets are leading the way there, and they have a nice 8-point lead over the Stars, and you have the Avalanche after them, and then obviously the Wild are 85 points, so they're 15 points off of that. Then you look at the Pacific, where the Knights have continued to stay on top. It's been tough because them and Edmonton have been battling back and forth throughout the season. The Knights are in a good spot where I like them to be, which is on top. But ultimately, John, it looks to me like the Capitals are playing extremely good hockey right now. And ultimately, you know, the story about Washington, the Capitals, and Ovechkin, it's just going to grow and continue. I think it's actually really cool to see.
Yeah, it's an interesting season for the Capitals. They kind of, I shouldn't say came out of nowhere, but I think they've done a lot better than most of us ever expected they would. I think Carolina was kind of the team in that division that most of us thought would be the team that had the leg up on everybody. But Spencer Carberry has done a wonderful job in Washington these last two seasons, getting that team back into the upper echelon of the league, sitting there right now with a 14-point lead over the Carolina Hurricanes. So Washington, the only team right now that has clinched a playoff spot, and you know, they just have to stay healthy, number one, and number two, they have to play good enough hockey to make sure that Ovechkin gets those eight goals that he needs to, seven goals, I guess. Now he got 888 on Saturday night. The seven goals he needs in the 12 games that are left to pass Wayne Gretzky as the all-time leading scorer. So that's going to be an interesting race to watch. 12 games left for the Capitals, eight of them on the road, four at home. So the odds are pretty good that he's going to break the record on the road. It would be kind of nice to see him break it at home. If he breaks it at home, the game I'm looking at is April 13th against the Columbus Blue Jackets. And ironically, that's their last home game of the regular season. And it also ties in with his career average of goals per game. So that would sort of be a fitting end to see where he ends up at the end of the season. But an even tighter comparison is if you look at his numbers compared to Gretzky. 894 goals for Gretzky in 1,487 games, 888 goals for Ovechkin in 1,480 games. So we're talking about two peas in a pod here, very, very close, very hard to break anything down between those two and see any major differences.
Pretty unbelievable.
John,
go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, we're all good. You know, John, we have the Edmonton Oilers, and they last playoff season, they had that place at Edmonton rocking. They were doing really well. Now they've hit kind of a stretch, coming down the stretch, they've hit a stretch where they got some injuries. And Saturday night, Connor McDavid, you know, he goes down with a lower body injury. They're not sure exactly where it is. The leading goal scorer in the NHL for them, he's out. The goalie was also hurt. McDavid's the big name out of all this, but I'm sure if you add up all of these guys that are out, it's gonna make life difficult for Edmonton. Does Edmonton have what it takes to overcome some of these injuries, if not all of them, or does this just set them back so much you can't see them making a run?
I don't think it's going to help them, that's for sure. But if you look at what they did last night without Dreisaitl and McDavid, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins stepped up, scored three goals, and they had a very easy win, or I shouldn't say easy win, but a very definite win over the Seattle Kraken. Good value for their money for the two periods of the hockey game I saw. I'd have to say that the injuries are going to hurt them. Assuming these guys are going to be back for the playoffs, it's probably going to help them, because you rest a guy like McDavid for five or six games and get him back fresh, that's got to help. That race is pretty tight. I don't see them catching Vegas, quite frankly. Vegas has a slight lead and has a couple of games in hand on Edmonton. I think it's 69 games for Vegas, 70 for Edmonton, and Vegas already has a 3-point lead. So I don't think that they're going to catch Vegas. Their biggest threat right now is probably the Los Angeles Kings, who have two games in hand on the Oilers and are only 2 points behind them. So I can see Edmonton doing well. I can see Edmonton progressing reasonably well in the playoffs, but obviously, when you've got a star like McDavid and a star like Dreisaitl, you'd like to get those guys back in the lineup. So I think there's a fair amount of depth in Edmonton. It's going to be that next guy stepping up piece that we've seen and talked about so many times. And if I saw what I saw properly last night with Nugent Hopkins, they'll find a way on a next-man-up basis to fill those spots, I think, Mike.
Again, that's the voice of John Poulter, a professor of sports. We're breaking down NHL hockey as the playoffs are literally right around the corner. Let me ask you this, John, because I'm not sure how this would work out. With the way that the standings are in the Atlantic with Florida, Toronto, Tampa, let's say there's a three-way tie. How does that break down? Who winds up being the top seed there? And then let's say the same thing happens with the Vegas Knights and the Oilers. Let's just say a tie happens. Who winds up being the number one seed in those?
I'm not sure if it's changed this year, but in the past, the first tiebreaker was always regulation wins. Then I think the second tiebreaker was regulation overtime wins. And then I think they get into head-to-head, and then I think they get into goal differential. So regulation wins right now, Florida in first place because they've got 35 regulation wins, and the Maple Leafs have only got 34, and Tampa has only got 34, and I'm kind of leaving Tampa out of that because they have a game in hand. Florida and Toronto both 70 games, 87 points. In the West, let me take a quick look at the standings here. In the West, you're looking at Vegas with 90 points, again, a 3-point lead over Edmonton. I don't think that's going to end up in a three-way tie. But if it does, Vegas has the big tiebreaker there because they've got 38 regulation wins. Edmonton has only 30, and Los Angeles has only 33. So right now I would say Vegas is in the driver's seat in the Pacific, Andy. And, of course, we know that Winnipeg is not only in the driver's seat, they've got out of the car and locked the door. They're a good 8 points ahead of the Dallas Stars. And I think Dallas has to be more worried about Colorado, quite frankly, than they do about catching Winnipeg.
So potentially, real quick, we've only got about a minute or so left. Give us some of the, like potentially your best first-round matchup, John.
I would say the best first-round matchup is whoever ends up number two and number three in that Atlantic division. It's going to be two out of Florida, Toronto, or Tampa. That's going to be a heck of a series, no matter who it is. I can see, and we know that Carolina and New Jersey are going to play in the Metropolitan Division in the first round because neither of them can catch Washington, and they're both fairly well ahead of the next batch of teams. Winnipeg, we know, is going to win the Central Division. You got to think Dallas and Colorado are going to spend the next 10 or 12 games jockeying for home ice advantage in that series between them.
Yep.
The only one that I think is really up for grabs is in the Pacific Division. But it's looking like Edmonton and Los Angeles, but Calgary's got a couple of games in hand on all the other wildcard teams, so they may even get themselves into that too. But I think the Atlantic Division would be the one I'd watch, Andy.
All righty. Good stuff, John. We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. Have a good curling next week.
Thank you. My last Sunday game of the season, so looking to get it closed out on a positive note.
Great stuff. We'll talk to you couple weeks. John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and Major League Baseball. Keep it close. Mike and I will be back on the other side to talk about college hoops. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You got Mike Wilson, you got Andy Dorf, and by the way, you could be part of our program, 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. That's the easiest way. Another way you can get at us on the X thing for Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. 40 minutes into the program, and we have yet to actually start talking about the madness of March. Pretty insane. So I want to go back to Thursday with you and just kind of relive that moment of the first day of the tournament where getting it started is just so cool. It's fun. It's awesome. We all get jacked up for it. Right. It's great. You know, we had some interesting things happen day one, right? Like McNeese State, they beat Clemson. Yep. They had an opportunity to take out Purdue, who you and I got to see last year at the Final Four. They didn't get it done. It wasn't meant to be for them. Their coach decided to go to NC State, right before the tournament. They played a great game against Clemson in the first half. The second half, it got interesting, and they wound up hanging on. But ultimately, I think they just ran up against a really good team in Purdue. But I think people were also a little bit down on Purdue, like thinking they're not as good. And same thing with Michigan. Like, right. I think if you want to talk about two teams from the Big Ten that were somewhat being disrespected coming into this tournament, I would have to say it's Purdue and Michigan. And what have Purdue and Michigan both done? They've stepped up to the challenge and they've answered the bell, right? Like, they have won, and they've done it in pretty convincing fashion. Another thing I've seen that I find to be interesting is BYU. They got big. Yeah. You like to say this. They got dudes. They do. They got dudes that are going to the next level. That's extremely impressive. That BYU has that capability. And then here's the other one that really, if I have to say the most impressive thing I've seen thus far from the tournament, I've got to give it to Arkansas, my friend. Arkansas, yep, as a 10 seed, has come into this thing. They balled out against St. John's on Saturday. They took down Kansas, who didn't have a good year, so I wasn't expecting much out of Kansas. But to me right now, I think Arkansas might be the most impressive thing that I've seen in this tournament, because they're in the Sweet 16, and as a 10 seed, I do not think that anybody, at least not me, I didn't have them in the Sweet 16. I think I had them beating Kansas in one of my brackets, and then I think I had them losing to Kansas in one of my brackets. So to me, Arkansas is probably the most impressive team that I've seen so far with what they've accomplished thus far in the tournament, Mike.
Well, I would have to absolutely agree with you on that. And, I think I had, like you with Kansas, I think I had that exact same scenario with Arkansas. I know that they have a few guys that Cal brought with them from Kentucky, good players, and the whole thing, but this wasn't a year where you expected Cal and his team to really do anything, and they've done something, beating St. John's, who just, man, they just couldn't hit shots yesterday. It was brutal. And that, speaking on St. John's for just a second, that was the concern with them in terms of just being able to shoot consistently. When I heard someone say that, I'm like, well, that's the challenge for every team, in the tournament. You got to shoot consistently. You got to hit shots to win. And I'm like you, I love a good defense and all that kind of stuff, but I like seeing guys hit shots. Yesterday, Saturday, they, St. John's just couldn't do it. They just couldn't hit shots, and Arkansas took advantage, and they're moving on. And a great job. Coach Cal deserves all the kudos that he's going to get, all the positive vibes and probably recruiting out of this, because now you can be like, if tell recruits, hey, I got to the Sweet 16, you know, again, type of thing. That's going to bode well for Arkansas in the past. But I'm with you with BYU. I mean, you know, I saw them live, and I was like, these guys can shoot. They, you know, not to play the stereotype, but they got a bunch of white guys that can shoot, man. And Saunders, the guy with the headband for them, is just one of those guys that can fill it, and he can fill it quick. The best thing I like about Saunders, Andy, and I know you know who I'm talking about. He shoots a jump shot. Like when he shoots, he's getting up off the ground to shoot a jump shot, and he's getting above guys, and he can get up, and they got role players that can defend and get rebounds and get deflections and all that kind of stuff. I came into this tournament going, one of those teams I do not want to see until I absolutely have to would be BYU. Because let's face it, how did BYU kind of end the season? They were beating everybody. They went into Kansas and won. They can't beating ASU. Not that that's saying much, but they came in here and won, and they beat a couple of other high ranked teams. They were playing great ball coming down the stretch of the regular season. So this can continue for BYU. I mean, come on. I mean, you do what you did yesterday and knock off, you know, Wisconsin in a tight game like that. The momentum that can carry with you for the next few games is immense.
Yeah, Richie Saunders, by the way, his first name is Richie. Richie can ball, man. They've got two or three guys that are going to the next level. Igor Demon is also just a flat-out baller, man. The way that those guys can create shots for themselves and everybody else, and if you let BYU get out and run, man, I'm sorry, but they have the potential to be able to get to the Final Four, and then I don't know what could happen from there. I'll be honest with you. I think this team has just about everything you need to win a national championship. With that being said, obviously they're moving on to the Sweet 16 now, and they're waiting for their opponent from later on today. That'll happen in several hours from now. But that's a squad, man. They got some ballers, and you know, on the other side, Wisconsin. You know, you talk about hitting shots. They struggled in the first half, and then they really yep. started playing a lot better in the second half. And I'll tell you what, Tanji is unbelievable. God. Like that dude is awesome. I really really loved watching him play, and he went out there and balled out, man. Like so when you look at that game, it was great action, back and forth, guys hitting shots. That's what I want to see when I'm watching college hoops. What did you think of Creighton making it pretty difficult for Auburn? I think they had a pretty good run, and ultimately, you know, Auburn just a little bit better team. Gonzaga, they put up a good fight against Houston, right? Like Houston got out early and they jumped on them early, and then Gonzaga had to play catch up, and they did. They wound up beating them in the second half. They cut the thing. They get it pretty close. They wind up losing by five, giving Houston a little bit of stress, which was good to see, to be honest with you. Ultimately, I think Houston, Auburn, later on today, we're going to see Florida. We're going to see Duke. Look, I don't know how your – I don't know what your brackets look like because you and I didn't discuss this, but I've got all the number one seeds getting to the Final Four. I just think they're the best. Like, those four teams
– Right.
And then on the outside looking in, again, I think we talked about this right before the tournament. Alabama and Tennessee, right? Like they're there, but they're on the outside looking in. And I actually think Tennessee played a great game against UCLA. What were your thoughts about Tennessee and how they handled UCLA?
Oh, I I thought Tennessee was going to handle them just fine. Not that I thought they were going to blow them out by 20 or anything like that. But Tennessee, Rocky Top, has a good squad. They really do. But I'm kind of with you, Andy, in terms of when you look at Tennessee and then you look at the other number one seeds, and Tennessee being a two seed, you're like, they're just on the outside looking in, right? They're gonna have to get some breaks to kind of go their way, but it wouldn't shock me if Tennessee made it to the Final Four. Like that's not something I'd go, oh wow, man, I didn't see that coming. But the way they handled UCLA is they just have more talent than UCLA, and it's just one of those things where sometimes, you know, you're UCLA, you just run into a better squad, and that's what Tennessee is in this tournament. Now, I have Houston winning the whole thing. In one of my brackets, I got Houston winning the whole thing. So, you know, yesterday when Gonzaga made it tight, and I like Gonzaga. I've always liked Gonzaga since they've kind of come on the scene, and Mark Few and what he's done, and, you know, they're from the Pacific Northwest, so I got a little bit of allegiance towards that area of the country. But Houston can just, they can just clamp you down. And they kind of did that towards the end yesterday, where they kind of locked down defensively, and showed to me why they may not, they probably have the best team defense, in the tournament, out of every team. But, it's going to be fun to watch today, the different matchups. And I'm kind of looking forward to the Oregon Arizona game, a little bit, you know, and, you know, old Pac-12 game, and they know each other. This is not going to be a shock of like, I don't know what to expect. They know what each team and each coach likes to do, but, you know, I'm personally hoping that Arizona wins that game. You could never catch me rooting for that team in Eugene. Like that's not going to happen. But I am looking forward to that game.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned Duke, and you maybe mentioned Florida a little bit as those number one seeds. And then you mentioned that you like Houston to win it all. So to me, the thing that separates Florida and Duke a little bit from Houston is the fact that they can score so well.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not that Houston can't score. It's just that when they don't score, right, man, like they really go on droughts for a while, and it makes it challenging for them. I like teams that can score in bunches. That's Duke and that's Florida. I hear the music as well, so we'll take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll wrap up the hour. But I got all the number one seeds getting to the Final Four. I just think they were the best teams throughout the year, and we'll see what happens. You know, well, like I always like to say, pressure bus pipe. So we'll see if that happens. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. By the way, get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it would be Pigs. In opinion, me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's the real Dorf on Sports there. I do want to talk to you about the games that are going to be coming up later today. We'll start that, obviously, in hour two of the program. I do want to talk to you about some NBA basketball as well, because we're getting down to crunch time there. And then, obviously, we'll go from there on wherever our conversation goes. But definitely college hoops heavy, definitely NBA heavy next hour. So hope you're ready. Hope you're locked and loaded, Mike Wilson, to obviously talk a lot about hoops, because it's that part of the year, man. It's like right before the NFL draft comes. And by the way, I'm going to tease this a little bit. You and I will have the opportunity to talk to a young man that is going to be in this year's NFL draft. I don't know if you had an opportunity to look him up for a little bit, but I did give you the heads up. We'll have J.J. Lippy, who we'll wind up getting him on the program here in a couple few weeks before the draft. I'm excited as all hell. A kid that I don't know him personally, but his mom did well. So excited to do that. Obviously, hour one is booked. Hour two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
Sports Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. College men's basketball has been nothing short of exciting as the NCAA March Madness Tournament rolls along. Big upsets as McNeese State beats Clemson 69-67. Other games on the scoreboard include Creighton getting a W over Louisville 89-75. Purdue advances in the tournament after they beat High Point 75-63. Wisconsin gets a win over Montana 85-66. Houston beats SIUE 78-40. Auburn gets a W against Alabama State 83-63. BYU advances after they win against VCU 80-71. Gonzaga beats Georgia 89-68. Tennessee gets a W against Wofford 77-62. Arkansas beats Kansas 79-72. Texas A&M shooting their way to a win 80-71 against Yale. Drake over Missouri 67-57. UCLA wins against Utah State 72-47. St. John's remaining dominant in a win over Omaha 83-53. Michigan beats UC San Diego 68-65, and Texas Tech gets a W against UNCW 82-72. More basketball action on the NBA scoreboard. Hornets get a W at home against the Knicks 115-98. Pacers win in overtime against the Nets 105-99. Bulls over the Kings 128-116. Warriors beat the Raptors 117-114, and the Bucks get a W over the Lakers 118-89. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I am Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. We are in the thick of weekend number one of the NCAA basketball tournament, the biggest sports betting party of the year. While there's a majority of people that'll just fill out brackets for contests, there are still a ton of people that bet the point spreads of the nearly 70 games played in the tournament, not to mention the secondary tournaments like the NIT. From the NFL kickoff in September to the conclusion of March Madness in early April, these are the 7 months sportsbooks see their biggest handles of cash. When sports betting became legal back in 2018, two clear leaders emerged from the pack and have 77% of the legal market split between them, DraftKings and FanDuel. In third place is BetMGM with 7%, Fanatics with 5%, Caesars with 4%, and ESPN Bet, formerly Barstool Sports, with just 2.3% of the sports betting market. And that is the big shocker on the surface. ESPN, the current or former worldwide leader in sports television, depending on who you ask, can't get out of the batter's box. ESPN Bet started way too late, less than a year and a half ago, as sports bettors have firmly planted their roots at either DraftKings or FanDuel. Ironically, those two platforms handed ESPN Bet and parent Disney the shovel to dig their grave, with ESPN taking their advertising dollars to promote them tirelessly from the start. Other reasons for lack of ESPN Bet's growth range from losing Barstool fans upon ESPN's purchase of that brand to the network's political stances, which alienated at least half of their market. Penn National, who partnered with Barstool Sports in their venture before teaming with ESPN, has an opt-out clause with ESPN in 2026. Penn National has watched their stock decline by a third on the scoreboard over the last year and a half, and the bet here is that next year they'll decide to punt. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Yeah.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. You got me, Andy Dorf. And yes, once again, we are blessed with March Madness and college hoops literally minutes away from UConn and Florida. And you know what's impressive about UConn, everybody? They haven't lost here in like 13 games. It's like crazy, man, when you think about the run that UConn has had. It's crazy. Love them, hate them, like them, don't like them. Talking about Hurley, Danny, he's got these guys playing very good basketball at the right time, at the right moment, and they've got themselves a date with number one Florida, number one seed Florida. I think this is going to be a better game than probably people think, but I do think that in the end, Florida will outlast them. But like any champion, I believe that UConn will go out fighting. Mike, what say you?
Yeah, literally could go out fighting. If they are like their personalities are like their coach. No, I believe the same thing. I think UConn's going to put up a fight, but in the end, it's going to be Florida moving on.
Yeah, obviously the games today, Florida, UConn coming up in a little bit, Baylor, Duke, Illinois and Kentucky, St. Mary, Alabama, Colorado State, another shocker, playing Maryland, Ole Miss, Iowa State, New Mexico, Michigan State, and then the late one is Oregon and Arizona. We're going to come back and we're going to start talking about all these things. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah! With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated, because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And as I said to you before, UConn will be taking on Florida. Just started, just about a minute into the game. Florida up 2-0 to start. They got a good look the first time, and now this time they get another pretty good look. They miss point blank, and UConn looks like they're there to battle. So we'll keep you posted on what's going on this game as long as we're on the air for the next 48 minutes or so to let you know what's happening. But obviously a full slate of games today, people, and March Madness. Starting with this one, UConn, Florida. After them, Baylor, Duke, Illinois, and Kentucky after that. And I'll tell you what, I was impressed with that Kentucky team. I'm sorry, with that Illinois team, man. Yep. I think if they're, again, if they're hitting shots, I kind of look at them a lot like I look at BYU. A lot of guys that can knock it down. A lot of guys that can create for themselves and create for others. They got some bigs. They're not too bad, man. Illinois can play, and I think they're going to give Kentucky everything they can handle and maybe more. I kind of am leaning toward Illinois to be able to pull that one off, even though I know that they are the lower seed, Mike. Duke Baylor, I think that Baylor can cause some disruption issues, maybe potentially for Duke, but I see Duke as just like this offensive juggernaut that the only way to stop them is to figure out how to slow them down, and I haven't seen it all year, so I don't know if it's going to happen, but Baylor does pose some interesting defensive nightmare type things against Duke, because they want to play slow, they want to yuck up the game a little bit, they want to make it ugly.
Right.
I think it'll be like a little bit more of a feeling out process for Duke maybe than they're normally accustomed to, because I feel like about 10 minutes into every game, they pretty much figure things out. It might take them a half to figure it out against Baylor. What say you?
Look, Baylor's a quality team. I've seen them in person. They can cause problems for anybody. But I'm on the same wavelength with you, with Duke, with most of this tournament, is that Duke's going to take a little bit, figure it out, and then once they figure it out, whether it takes 10 minutes or it just takes a half and they kind of flip the switch kind of deal in the second half, Duke, I think, wins this by 10 to 15 points, I think, somewhere in there. Cooper Flagg looked good the other day coming off the ankle injury and all that. But I'm right there with you with Illinois. Illinois, I think, is going to give. And I root for Big Blue quite a bit. I had a very good friend pass away who was a Kentucky fan and got me hooked into Kentucky basketball the more she talked about it. Not that I was already a fan, but I think Illinois is going to bring it today. And so we'll see what happens. I also think that Ole Miss-Iowa State game this afternoon is going to be an interesting game as well. And then, look, I'm all over the final game of the day with Oregon and Arizona. I really hope Arizona can figure this out and put the Ducks out of their misery and send them packing today, but it's the tournament. You never know. Like, you just don't. And that's why you strap them up. That's why you lace them up and play the game. But I will say this, as we talk about people's brackets and all that kind of stuff, I'm going to give a little shout out to my son. And you know my son very well, Andy. He had, as of yesterday, one of his brackets was in the top 6,000 of all brackets. Entered into with the Four Letter Network. So he was kind of feeling himself, Andy, yesterday a little bit. He's like, Dad, I know ball. I'm like, okay, you got lucky. All right, it's just you're picking teams. I mean, come on now, And he's like, no, I know ball, and I should be on TV just giving analysis. I'm like, okay, slow down there. Like, do you still want me to pay your college bills? And okay, shut up, kind of deal. But he, like anybody else, he's kind of feeling himself. So he's looking forward to today and seeing what happens. I think he has Florida winning it. Winning it all in his bracket, so we'll see what happens. But other than that, it's a good month of college basketball, and now we get into the people going to the Sweet 16 and the competition steps up. I'm all here for it, man. This is the best tournament going. It just is.
All right, so let's get you off of your little rant here and get you back to talking some hoops and giving analysis, because that was the fan in you that just jumped out, and I love it.
It's great. Absolutely.
Okay. So now let's talk about this Maryland basketball team who plays Colorado State. They were a 12 seed. They got through the first round.
Right.
They had a nice win over Memphis, if I'm not mistaken. And Memphis was a team coached by Anthony Hardaway. I wasn't too sure about that squad, but I thought they could get by Colorado State. They didn't. Now they have Maryland in front of them. And, we just talked about Illinois being a quality basketball team. And this is like a common theme for some reason when I'm talking about a lot of these teams from the Big Ten, because they've actually done better and surprised me to a certain degree with how they have performed. And Maryland is another one of those teams. Like, dude, they manhandled GCU. GCU never had a shot in that game at all. It was literally a clinic on playing defense and a clinic on playing offense. And what I like about Maryland is their guard play is exceptional. It's not good, man. It is exceptional. And you and I both know, as well as everybody else, how important guard play is in this tournament. They may have the best guards in the country. I look for them to have a really good showing today against this Colorado State team. And I think Maryland is a real threat too, my friend. I think they could go and cause some real havoc in this tournament moving forward.
No, I'm absolutely with you with Maryland. The guard play is exceptional. I do expect them to put Colorado State down, the future Pac-12 team in Colorado State. But we'll, like I said, you got to lace them up, and who knows, crazy things have happened. But Maryland, I think, is just too good, and it's got better talent than the 12th seed in Colorado State. You know, and look, there's also Alabama St. Mary's. St. Mary's, you know, being the 7th seed, Alabama being the 2 seed, you would expect Alabama, you know, you'd expect Alabama to kind of control this game and win it, and I do expect them to win it. But I also think that having seen St. Mary's in person a week and a half ago, whatever it was, they got bigs. They got a team that can play whatever kind of style you want to play. They prefer to kind of half court it, get it to the bigs, kind of go inside out. They got Marcelonis running the point, and he knows exactly what he's doing. You know, he's like his daddy. You know, he's very in control out there. But those bigs can also shoot it. They can also make life real tough down below. But so we'll see with Alabama St. Mary's. But I expect that game to be a little closer than people think.
Yeah, not only that, I mean, it's only a 5.5-point spread, but Alabama struggled against Robert Morris in the first round. So
right.
It is a little concerning, to be honest with you. And St. Mary's, like you said, they could be ripe for the taking. You never know. They could go out there and just shoot lights out. We got to take a break. I hear the music, so we'll take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back, and we'll continue rapping about the March Madness as early in the game, UConn hanging 8-6. They're down at the under-16 timeout, I believe. So we'll keep you posted. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in to the people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, myself, Andy Dorf, coming at you. You could get at us if you'd like to. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. Can always get at us on the X thing. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. Okay, speaking of real, UConn really hanging tight, man. Early in this game, just at the under 12 timeout now. As I left you before, they were at the under 16 timeout. Now they're at the under 12 timeout. 11-8 early in this ball game. What I'm noticing right now, Mike, I don't know if you have this game on in the background like I do, but I've got it on and I'm watching. UConn playing extremely physical with Florida, and you know what? I'm gonna give the credit where credit is due right now, because I've been watching a lot of these games, obviously, like you and everybody else in the world. I think the officials are doing a relatively good job of letting guys play. They're not calling a lot of ticky-tack fouls, at least not from what I have seen. So I give credit where credit is due, because a lot of times officials have too much at stake in a game. I would not say that any game I've watched thus far has been controlled or dominated by the officials. It has been controlled by the players. And ultimately, man, that's how I think a game should be called, and that's how I think a game should be officiated by officials. Do your job. Don't be too big of a part of the story. Do your job. Watch the game. Call the game fairly. And I think, personally, they've done an extremely good job of letting these guys go out there and play. What say you?
Oh, yeah. Look, these refs have a tough job, and that it's the popular thing to complain about the refs, right? I mean, they're an easy scapegoat for many people, but they have an extremely tough job. These are some great college athletes. They get up and down the floor very quickly, and they're big and they're rough, tumble, all that kind of stuff that happens during a game. And I agree. I haven't seen too many things that I've disagreed with or anything like that, other than, you know, one of those wham bam, is it a charge? Is it a, you know, is it a blocking foul kind of thing? So overall, yeah, I think the refs have done a good job. And you know, it doesn't mean that they haven't made mistakes. I mean, I'm sure you can get all nitpicky and stuff, but as like you said, Andy, they haven't been calling a lot of the ticky-tack stuff and getting teams in foul trouble that shouldn't be, you know, that should have happened type of deal. So we'll see. Hopefully, knock on wood, this continues, this way of refereeing these games kind of continues. But at the end of the day, so far, they haven't done anything to make me go, oh my God, the refs are just out of control.
All right, so you did – we talked a little bit about Alabama, and I was, like, talking to you, obviously, about the matchup they had with Robert Morris. They wind up winning that game 90-81. I think that's a little bit concerning, but I also want to talk to you a little bit about Iowa State right now, because their first round, man, they – They played really well. I was extremely impressed with them. Yeah. Old Miss played well too. I think this is a pretty interesting matchup personally. Two quality basketball teams here. Iowa State. I like Iowa State to be able to win this basketball game. But I want to know your ceiling on Iowa State. Are they potentially a team that, in your opinion, could get to the Final Four? Because I do see a path, and I think they're a quality basketball team that you got to see firsthand here against Arizona State. I think Iowa State, they're in that same thing, like that same tier as the Tennessees and the Alabamas, but I almost would put them, I'd actually put them a little bit above them or maybe just ahead of them in that sense, right? But maybe just on the outside looking in of a top number one seed. What say you?
No, I agree wholeheartedly with your analysis there of Iowa State. Like, look, they got bigs that can play. They're good defensively. They have great guard play. They have a great coach. And so, you know, all those things, you throw all those things in the mix. Yeah, there is certainly a path for them, to get to, the Final Four. And so, at the end of the day, I mean, based on what I saw when I saw them live, I was like, you know, and I saw them when they were number three or number four in the country as well. And they, you know, they eventually got out from under ASU, kind of making it a little bit tough on them. But that's a quality squad. Like, I really like their guards at Iowa State. And I could see those guards getting them to the Final Four in the least. I mean, they have a bunch of potential, but all that potential rests in those guards that they have.
Michigan State, I thought they played a very good second half, obviously, against Bryant. Started out a little bit shaky. Bryant was up for the task early in that game. But they're playing a New Mexico team that took out Marquette. Marquette was up and down all year. I think New Mexico is they got some bigs. Like, I think this is going to be an interesting matchup. Right. Of who can win the game down low. I do like Michigan State to pull this out. And again, we're talking about another Big Ten team in Michigan State here, potentially, you know, making some serious noise in this tournament. And we know that Tom Izzo, what he brings, his experience and how he has his teams ready to play each and every tournament. Like, they just usually show up. I like them today. I think they have a good opportunity to get to the Sweet 16, and they've got the thing that concerns me about them is their lack of shooting three pointers. But they were knocking shots down against Bryant, and if they can knock them down, you know what? Michigan State, like anybody else in this tournament, they got a legitimate shot to make it to the Final Four, and who knows what could happen if they get there? But Don't sleep on New Mexico. I do think they have a shot in this game, but I do like the physicality of Michigan State to wear them down a little bit, Mike.
That's the one thing that I always think about with the Tom Izzo team is the physicality. And he's kind of inbred that in his – it's just kind of part of the DNA of Michigan State, right? So as much as I think that New Mexico coming off, that was a nice win against Marquette. But like I said, Marquette was kind of up and down all year. But, you know, that's a Marquette problem. That wasn't a New Mexico problem at all. So we'll see what happens today. I fully expect Michigan State to win this and just continue the great play of the Big Ten. The Big Ten conference in this tournament, man, has the play of all the teams in this tournament has been phenomenal. So, I mean, you can certainly make the argument that the Big Ten has the best basketball in the country. SEC, they brought 14 teams, which is crazy, into the tournament. So, you know, I'll be surprised if Michigan State doesn't win this game based on what you said, the physicality. It's just they're bigger, they're tougher. They have that in their, like I said, their DNA. So we'll see what happens. But I expect Tom Izzo and his squad to move on.
If you're just catching us right now, March Madness, the day has already started. Florida, UConn underway, 15-13 early in this game, just about 10 minutes to play. And UConn definitely up for the challenge early on, Mike. I want to give credit where credit is due. I'm not the hugest fan of Danny and his antics, and he even said it. Like they were in the presser after they won the first game, right? He even said something along the lines of like, I wish the story was more about the kids than me because of all my antics and this and that. Like, you know, kind of like, you know, putting the light off of him, but also trying to keep the shine on himself to a certain degree a little bit. I think his kids have handled this extremely well. You know, they don't have the same team that they had a year ago. You know, a lot of those guys are in the NBA, Castle, Clinigan, like, and guys that you and I talked to last year at the Final Four, you know, making their way in the NBA now. But again, like any champion, they have heart. They've got fight. And you got to give credit where credit is due. They're going to battle this thing out, and they're going to give Florida everything they can handle. And you just never know. When the game gets late and things get tight, the number one seed has more pressure than the number eight seed, right? Like, let's just keep it real here. So, so if UConn can keep this game tight and make it a struggle for Florida, I think the momentum shifts a lot in favor of UConn because they have that pedigree. They have a few guys on the floor that have been there, Mike. And now it's 15-16. They're in this ball game, and they look to me like they are trying to be extremely physical. And you're not seeing Florida get the runouts that they normally do in a game. So I've been impressed with the early start for UConn and how they've gone about this game. A very impressive start. Danny is excited. The team is excited. The crowd is behind them. I think they're looking to make this as much of a struggle as they possibly can for a Florida Gator team that you and I both think have Final Four and maybe even national championship aspirations. So this is pretty cool to see. We got to take a break. We'll come back. Maybe we'll jump into the NBA for a little while, my friend. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson with me, Andy Dorf. You could be part of our program, people. 1-800-878-7529. Those are our digits. You can obviously get at us on the X thing for Mike. Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, my friend. As we have been talking about, the college basketball March Madness tournament is happening right now. Florida on top, but this thing is this is looking like we got a game, Mike. The more I watch this game,
yeah,
it's looking more and more like UConn is not afraid. They're up for the challenge, and Florida is going to have to earn this victory, which ultimately, man, again, like I said before, Connecticut being the national champ coming back, you've got to give credit where credit is due. And ultimately, hey, more power to Danny and the guys for going out there and playing a very good basketball game, at least so far. Okay, man, let's shift gears. Let's get into where you and I love to talk about most, which is obviously the NBA. And it's not that we don't love college basketball. We do. We absolutely love it. But we love NBA basketball, too. I don't know what's been going on with the Cavaliers lately, bro. Wow. What? A four-game losing streak for a team that ultimately, for the most part, all season long has looked absolutely untouchable. That lead that was like 8 or 9 games is all of a sudden down to 5. I don't think that they're going to lose it, but stumbling into the playoffs, my friend, I don't know if that's the way that Cleveland wants to go into the playoffs. I think it's somewhat concerning, to be honest with you.
No, it is a little concerning about what's going on. And I'm not privy to, has Cleveland been resting guys, that, you know, that kind of thing, trying to heal them up for the playoff run? And you and I both know, look, there's a fine line between if you're a team like Cleveland or even Boston, you want to rest some guys, get them kind of tuned up, get them, make sure that their legs are underneath them going into the playoffs and that kind of thing, and just losing all sorts of momentum going into the playoffs. It's a fine line that coaches have to kind of balance, and it is a little concerning. I'm sure if you talk to somebody in Cleveland, you know, they might act like the sky is falling a little bit. But, you know, teams run into this. Boston's been dealing with ups and downs throughout the whole season. You know, and Cleveland, you know, like you said, Cleveland's having a season like Boston had a season last year where they're just cruising. I mean, the whole regular season, they're just cruising. And then they hit a little snafu like they have been. And people start to ask questions. And, you know, the question is, go to the playoffs, are they going to be ready? Are they going to be up to the task of grinding out playoff, you know, series wins and getting to a championship. So we'll see what happens, but I don't think they're going to lose their overall lead in the East at all. I think, you know, Boston's on a six-game road trip right now where they just beat the Jazz. They play Portland today, and then they're here in Phoenix on Tuesday or Wednesday, to play the Suns. So, you know, I understand what Boston's been doing. They've been resting guys. KP's kind of been out a little bit because of a virus, and, you know, Jaylen Brown is out right now. They're resting him because of injury, and they've given other guys rest. So we'll see what happens coming down the stretch. But I look, at the end of the day, I fully expect it to be Cleveland and Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals, you know, and playing OKC or whoever, you know, out of the West. And Andy, let me ask you this, just because it's becoming more and more of a thing that people are talking about, is the MVP race. You know, we know the MVP, you know, for the NBA, it's a regular season award, which I think that kind of thing should be pushed until after the postseason, so you can get, you know, the playoffs kind of figured in there. But what do you think? Is this going to be Shea, or is it going to be Jokic? Because you can make arguments on either side of this, for sure.
I think the thing that separates these two is where their teams are. You know, what Shea has done this season with the amount of, like, 30-point games, the consistency of 20-point games, I think it's second to none. I'll be honest with you. And I know what Jokic has done is, like, ridiculous, too. We saw the first 30, 20, and 20 game from him ever in the history of the NBA, and I was watching that one while I was out of the country. It was absolutely incredible to see what the guy was doing. It was insane. But I do think that the big separator here is Oklahoma City has a 14.5 game lead on Denver. I think that speaks volumes, Mike.
Right.
At the end of the day, you can't take away what Oklahoma City has accomplished over the last couple of years. That this has been building, man. So I think you got to give him his flowers. I think it's his. I really do. And, you know, you can make the argument for Joker every year, like, for real. His numbers get better every year. So,
sure.
So how do you not have him in the discussion? But yeah, I think I'm gonna lean towards Shea because of the team and what they've accomplished, along with his individual accolades from the season. You know, you said something that I got to go back to for a moment. Here's why I think Cleveland falling right now, four straight late in the year, coming into the playoffs, is a bigger deal than you think it is because they've never done it in the postseason. I mean, at least not this
right.
team. Like, LeBron sure. did it there, but this team hasn't done it. And that's why I give your Boston Celtics a little bit more of a free pass on that one, where, you know, throughout the season, when they get tired, they get bored a little bit, I can understand it because they know the bigger picture. I don't think that's the case yet for Cleveland. So to me, the fact that they're 6-4, and then you look at the teams that they've lost to on this little stretch
yeah.
too, including the Phoenix yeah. Suns here the other day in Phoenix. I don't know, man. I'm a little bit concerned. And then, you know, we haven't really talked about the Pacers, who have come on toward the end of the year here a little bit. I know the Bucks are still a little bit up and down, but ultimately, man, they do have a squad now that I do think poses more problems than obviously the previous squad that they had with Cash and the guys. So they've made a lot of adjustments, and their highs are extremely high as well, but their lows are really bad. So they there's some things that they obviously need to clean up. I look at Indiana, they're going to be a really, really tough out. Detroit is going to be a really, really tough out. Even frickin' Atlanta.
Yeah, they are.
Atlanta can ball. They got nobody, but for some reason, those guys can go out there and they can ball out. I think that the Eastern Conference, even though there's that separation at the top with Cleveland and Boston kind of being heads and tails better than everybody else, I think the familiarity of these teams with each other is something to kind of watch in the postseason. And don't count out an Indiana Pacers team or even a Milwaukee Bucks team or even a Detroit Pistons team to somehow make some noise. Like the Pistons' year has been too good for them to not kind of be somewhat of a scare factor, at least in the Eastern Conference. So I don't know if it's as cut and dry as you think, where it's Cleveland playing Boston in the Eastern Conference Finals. That's all I'm saying. I don't know how Big Body Brunson's going to come back, how he's going to play, in the postseason. I don't know. Like, the Knicks do have some guys that could go off and they could really put something together. Same with the Milwaukee Bucks. Like, does anybody really want to see Giannis? I don't think so, my friend. So I don't think it's as clear and cut as you think it is with Boston playing Cleveland necessarily in the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, watch, it'll wind up happening that way and you'll tell me, look, I told you so. But I do think there's going to be a lot of stress along the way, whether those teams get there.
Oh, sure.
It's going to be more stressful than we think.
Yeah, no. And okay, one, I would never call you up, Dorf, and go, I told you so. Like, I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, oh, he knows. So, but you're right in terms of, there are teams that as a Boston Celtics fan, that would concern me. If you're a Celtic fan, you're not worried about New York. We got those guys figured out and on lockdown. Do they have guys that can go off? Yes, but they haven't done it. They haven't done it against Boston. They haven't done it against Cleveland. Like, New York's record against the top two teams is bad, like really bad. So we'll see what happens with New York. The team that would worry me as a Celtic fan would be either your Bucks or the Pacers. The Pacers, they do something. They push the pace, to use, their name. They push the pace against Boston, and it works a lot. And I would be more nervous about Boston going up against Milwaukee or Indiana than I would be New York. And Detroit, I wouldn't want to see Detroit until I absolutely had to. That team's got a little bad boy in them. They like to play physical. They like to play on the edge a little bit. I mean, we've all seen clips of how chippy, kind of how spicy, things get when Detroit's playing against certain teams. So we'll see in the end. But if I, being a Boston guy, being a Celtic fan, I don't want to see Indiana or Milwaukee for a little bit, just because they match up with Boston pretty well, type of thing too. So, and I don't need to see Giannis. I don't need to see the Greek Freak for a while as well. So it's going to be interesting. I mean, there's nuance, and I know there's nuance to all this. And where everybody finishes up and where everybody gets matched up against. But, in the East, it certainly can and will be stressful for the top two teams to get where they want to go.
I'm looking at the West real quick before we take another pause for the cause. The Clippers right now, sure, to me, seem to be a team that could be a force. And I know that they're going to have to most likely come from the play-in. Right. The Timberwolves have been playing a little bit better. I think the West, similar, man. I do think Oklahoma City's heads and tails above everybody else. But after that, I think it's somewhat of a dogfight, my friend. And I know that the Houston Rockets have been playing really well, too. But they're young, and I don't know if I trust them. We got to take a break, speaking of trusting things. Take a break. We'll come back, and we'll do what we always do. It's called wrapping the show up with our parting shots. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, coming at us right now with just under a minute to play now in the first half. Florida, UConn doing battle, and I'll tell you what, it has been an absolute battle from what I've been watching. 29-28 right now, and UConn, like I said, they got the heart of a champion, and they are playing as hard as they possibly can, and they are putting up a great fight against this really, really good Florida basketball team. We do parting shots at this time. My friend, Mike, you are up.
My parting shot goes out to the George Foreman family. You know, we lost Bob Uecker. We lost Bob Uecker a few weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was. And he was something that you grew up with and I grew up with through commercials. George Foreman's the same thing. Great, boxing champion, probably, you know, was part of the biggest boxing fight of all time, the Rumble in the Jungle against Muhammad Ali in 1974 in the country of Zaire. You know, the Foreman grill, like he left his mark. Impression on society in different ways. And, you know, he was a phenomenal champion. He was a phenomenal individual, the way he treated people, the whole thing. So thoughts and prayers goes out to the family dealing with an immense loss like George Foreman.
Look, I'm going to be a little lighter, but I do send thoughts and prayers, and I got a George Foreman grill because of him. So, yeah, man, definitely made his mark on my life. But my parting shot is going to be to the boys of summer, my friend. As we know, it's literally right around the corner. Get ready for that marathon, people, because as we know, it's not a sprint. It's an absolute marathon when you're talking about Major League Baseball. So enjoy what's to come. And then obviously, I got to give one quick shout out to March Madness because it's been fantastic. I expect it to get a little bit better. And you know what? Enjoy whatever comes from these great games, and hopefully your squad can get as far as you want them to and potentially win that national championship. For Mike,
Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. College men's basketball has been nothing short of exciting as the NCAA March Madness Tournament rolls along. Big upsets as McNeese State beats Clemson 69-67. Other games on the scoreboard include Creighton getting a W over Louisville 89-75. Purdue advances in the tournament after they beat High Point 75-63. Wisconsin gets a win over Montana 85-66. Houston beats SIU 78-40. Auburn gets a W against Alabama State 83-63. BYU advances after they win against VCU 80-71. Gonzaga beats Georgia 89-68. Tennessee gets a W against Wofford 77-62. Arkansas beats Kansas 79-72. Texas A&M